Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hour number two, Roland. Good morning. Welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy at 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. Top story, other than the fact it's a happy hump day, Trump Day, is there's riots going on. Yeah, New York even. Over 80 arrested during chaotic New York City anti-ICE protest. Thousands flood the streets. So, yeah, we'll continue to cover that. But we've got other stories that we want to get to as well. And we've got some great guests coming up. All right. We've got the Attorney General for the state of Florida, James Uffmeyer. We're going to have him on at approximately 7:45. Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up. Don't forget, we've got Valor. You never miss a minute of the show. Download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe and you won't miss any of the action. Federal grand jury issued a 3-count federal indictment against Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, the Democrat out of New Jersey. Remember, she was caught on camera storming an immigration and customs enforcement detention center, Newark, New Jersey, like a linebacker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She was. She was like a linebacker hitting the gap.
She was going in.
Yeah, man. On Tuesday, a federal grand jury in Newark returned an indictment against McIver, charging her with forcibly impeding and interfering with ICE agents while they were trying to arrest an illegal alien outside of Delaney Hall Detention Center May 9th. According to the indictment, McIver, as well as Representatives Bonnie Watson Coleman, another Democrat from New Jersey, and Robert Menendez, were outside Delaney Hall to contact. That's right. They were conducting congressional oversight. Yeah. When their oversight coincided with a protest by open border activists. What are the odds that we were going there to have a little oversight over what was taking place? And it just happened that it was the same time that an open border activist protest was going on.
Another coincidence?
Oh, 110%.
Right. Yeah.
The charges against McIver stem from her attempts to prevent Newark Mayor Ross Baraka from being arrested after he refused to leave the secured area of the detention center that he was not authorized to be in. It doesn't matter. You're the mayor. You're this congressperson. You're whatever. There are still rules and laws you have to follow. Sometimes they're for your own safety. After the congressional delegation entered the secured area of the facility, the mayor of Newark arrived and was given access to the secured area. Federal officer then informed the mayor that he was not authorized to be in the facility's secured area and issued the mayor multiple warnings that he would be arrested if he did not leave. That's according to a DOJ press release and on the indictment. All right. So yes, this Democrat, she's out of line. And she got busted, and the indictment came down. Now, she could face 17 years in federal prison. Any wagering on how many hours that she may spend in detention, if any?
Probably whatever hours were served will be her punishment.
And remember, whenever you don't discipline bad behavior, you can expect more of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. And for some people, I guess for some of the real left-of-center zealot, nutbag, open-border people, she's heroic for them. What's the problem with Kobe Bryant? Why are vandals defacing a mural? This is like the second time in the last 2 months.
I don't get it.
Basketball legend. You know, he's the one that died in that tragic helicopter crash along with his daughter, Gianna. And the piece is titled Mamba's Forever, featuring Bryant wearing his Lakers jersey while embracing his beloved daughter. And it's located in the Fashion District of downtown L.A. Rioters spray-painted white over the Bryant's faces. According to Fox News, the mural was recently restored just a few weeks ago on May 30th, it was defaced back in April. What's their problem with Kobe?
I don't get that.
It took weeks for the mural to be restored. Fully restored Kobe and Gigi mural, all thanks to one of the artists, et cetera, et cetera. No suspects have been named. It's unclear if the mural will be restored for a second time. Mm. Most recent incident occurred just days before violent anti-ICE protesters erupted in L.A. over the weekend in response to the enforcement of federal immigration laws. I don't see Kobe, and especially since he's deceased and died tragically, I see him as a superstar basketball player. Yeah. That would be the number one thing. But also a family guy who had, you know, a kid, you know, a child that died with him.
And this is, again, the mentality of these same people who are looting the stores. Is it just to defame things and be disruptive?
I don't know. Well, I think that is a major part of it. I think that there are those that, you know, once you call the pit bulls to come out, they're being paid. Mm-hmm. And I'm sorry to pit owners. Okay. Once you call they're not guard dogs either. Once you call out, you know, the rabid animals.
Now you're talking.
That these people are. Yeah. And you unleash them. It's not like they're going to have any care or concern for anything. These are people that have no qualms whatsoever to destroy anyone's property at any time. In fact, many of them are paid to do exactly that.
Yep.
You know, they're looking into that. They're doing some investigative reporting and trying to figure out, you know, these people, these rioters, you know, are being paid. Yeah, of course they are. But you know who's ever funding them. It'll be under different shell groups and organizations. It'll never really... I mean, it could lead back to one person, but they'll have plausible deniability.
Oh, yeah.
Why, I can't possibly know where, you know, every bit of money is going from my entire empire. I have no way of knowing that. So there's plausible deniability there. And, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, yeah, we paid them to show up and protest for this cause. As long as they're paying taxes on it, that's not necessarily illegal. So how do you prove, oh, we paid them specifically to riot?
Yeah.
That's going to be a tough nut to crack. I don't think you're going to be able to do it. How would you be able to do that unless,
right.
I mean, you're wearing a wire and you get somebody directly involved who's actually paying you. And you say, now, Molotov cocktails, do you want me to use those? You know, you've got to get, people are wise to that because some of the people that are putting this stuff together, they might be weirdos. But they're not dummies.
They want to stay untouched.
That's the problem.
Let the hirelings take the hit.
Well, yeah, but you've already schooled them.
Sure.
You don't say anything. You don't know nothing. You know, you just be quiet. And don't worry. We'll come get you out one way or another. Whether it's through the hold we have on the local DA or some other fund. Like, didn't Kamala Harris... contributed some fund that basically that's all they were doing was getting protesters out of jail?
Bailing them out.
Okay. Just making sure. Uh-oh, Atlanta. Things cutting loose there. Atlanta ICE protests spread across the country. As these ICE protests have. Now Atlanta, Georgia, tear gassed after reportedly some were throwing fireworks at police officers.
Hey, what happens to you at that point? You deserve whatever it is.
You deserve more than whatever it is they're getting, my opinion.
Well, I totally agree.
Getting really, really tired of it.
Yep.
Yeah, really tired of it. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. It's bugging me. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in now. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning and welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here at 7:21, and it's time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs, and don't be one of those. Call now, though, 877-975-9825. And good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Morning. So it's kind of bugging me, but it's also a I told you so. So I've been listening to the news, and they said that, like, Gilchrist County is school boards are, like, $1 million in debt, and Marion County is about $1 million, nothing like Alaska County, which is 20, but they said that it was because so many parents are using the voucher system and taking their children out of school. Well, you know what? The Democrats thought, oh, we're going to get you guys. We're going to get you guys. We're going to shut everything down during COVID. And I told my husband, I said, yeah, now the parents actually know what the teachers are teaching them. And so when everything opened up, no, we're taking our kids out of school.
Provide a quality product. People will support that. And that's called competition. And the people involved in the educational systems in our country have not kind of understood that philosophy for a long, long time. But it is real. And get with the program or watch things continue to crumble, I guess. Good morning, Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you what's bugging me is the Democrats are sitting back smiling from ear to ear like a goat eating briars. And this is truly their playbook. You know, you think about Trump's first 4 years, it was collusion, it was COVID, it was everything they could throw with impeachment. His next 4 years are going to be nothing but chaos. And it's setting up for the next election because they're not going to have Trump to bash on when we go into this next election. It's going to be the Republican Party, and they're going to play everything that we've seen to swing voters to their side with everything that's been going on. America, wake up, man. These guys are nothing but clowns. Have a good one. God bless America.
And God bless you. It shouldn't take that much of an effort for people to see clearly what's going on. I mean,
no.
When you're defending rioters and you refuse to stop them, like the Governor Newsom, I mean, it's all Democrats that are very sitting back quietly while cities burn. And this is not the first time. People need to catch on. I agree. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And good morning, Lisa. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's bugging me is when people dump their dogs out in the middle of the countryside, driving in 340 just west of Gilchrist County Springs, Blue Springs, and there's a black lab-type dog walking in circles in the middle of the highway looking at cars waiting for one of them to stop and pick them up. So that lets me know someone dumped him. It's cruel. It's hot out. There's no food, no water. If he doesn't get hit by a car, he's going to get attacked by a wild animal. I just think if you drove that far to dump your dog, you could drive a little further to the animal shelter and dump him responsibly.
And give him a fighting chance, for crying out loud. I agree with you. That's awful. And many jurisdictions are upping penalties and things for doing that.
Well, the governor got involved after that one was tied to a fence on the side of the highway during the hurricane.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Excuse. What's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Yep. And good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
If we didn't have illegal aliens, we wouldn't have riots. It's that simple. And what's bugging me is that I see some of this lefty commentary, and I kind of get sucked in a little bit, and then I say, if we didn't have illegals, we wouldn't have riots.
Yeah, you got to remember where it all starts. Absolutely. Yeah. I got one. It's actually two.
That's okay. Yeah, it's the Bob Rose Show.
If it ends in whip, I don't like it. And I'm talking about Miracle Whip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember the first time that I ate a burger. It was from like a restaurant, Burger Queen, in Punta Gorda. And I go, your mayonnaise went bad. They go, huh? Oh, that's Miracle Whip. I go, no, that's not what the sign says. Oh, it's all the same. No, it is not.
Ooh.
And I hate it.
Yeah.
I love mayonnaise, and I hate Miracle Whip. And you know what else? I hate when people call something whipped cream, and it's Cool Whip. Hydrogenated oil or something.
There is
a
difference.
No, that doesn't come from a cow.
Good point.
So, but
the fake stuff, Cool Whip is the best. If you got to have the fake stuff.
Unacceptable.
Now, see, my wife was with you on the whole mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip, and she's a connoisseur of that taste. Because I think I was raised with both.
Yeah, if you were.
I don't even think about it.
Never had it as a kid.
And sometimes we have both in the refrigerator. I'll just grab whichever one's close, put it on. What I probably should do is like a taste test back to back. You know, like just
what is it that makes Miracle Whip taste so different? What is the ingredient?
I have no idea. I don't think about any differences between the two.
What? You mean your palate can't decipher the difference?
I've always had both, so I don't think about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the difference between salt and pepper, and you've had both of those.
Well, yes. But what is
I'm trying
salt
to think of another example.
One's not trying to be the other, though, which is Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip has a certain additional, what I would call an additional flavor.
Yeah,
there's
called,
something in
it's
it.
Called chemicals.
I don't know what it is, but
well, it's probably missing things like eggs, which I assume are in real mayonnaise.
Oh, I thought that would be in Miracle Whip.
Well,
I just always thought that they added some nasty thing. that some people go, yeah, that tastes good.
See,
I don't know.
We're going to have a
now,
whole...
Now, did your mom bring that from Mississippi to St. Louis? Because, I mean, I grew up north, you know, not too far from you, Detroit. I just don't remember people being into the Miracle Whip. I assumed it was a Southern thing because that's the first time I ever had it.
See, I really don't know.
And I could go on, by the way.
But the show's only on till 10.
There's only one ginger ale, by the way. Made in Canada.
Eh?
Okay, it's called Verner's. God, and if you can't tell the difference on that, man, you need to get a palate replacement.
Get a transplant or something? Yeah.
I see them on the back of trucks all the time. Just get a new palate.
Wow.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up at 745, Florida. I was going to say Ag Commissioner. That's tomorrow. Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer talking about immigration. I think you're going to like this, so make sure you stick around. 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Am I wrong? It's possible. But not likely.
Not usually.
Good morning and welcome. It is 7:35 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Now, when doing a story about this Democrat Congresswoman, LaMonica McIver, I have maybe quickened or fallen back into calling her MacGyver because, well, that's just a quick way of saying it, but it does sound like I'm putting the G in there, and I probably am.
And we like MacGyver.
Now, we like MacGyver.
Oh, yeah, the original especially.
But this LaMonica McIver, she's the one who got indicted recently over storming the ICE detention center and, you know, pushing her way in there and assaulting agents. You can't do that.
No.
So she could face up to 17 years in federal prison, theoretically. But because her name sounds a lot like MacGyver,
yeah,
I think somehow, some way, she'll get out of this little situation she's in.
Now, it probably won't be, you know, a paperclip and bubblegum. It'll probably be some judge that's going to go easy on her, or she'll get a pardon or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You can pretty much...
Oh, yeah. I mean, she's a Democrat, right?
So yes.
So, yeah.
And she's in New Jersey, and there's lots of Dems there. All right.
Sadly, but that's probably true.
Hey, something really positive and good that's going on. Sons of American Revolution, they're bringing something very, very special to Marion County Veterans Memorial Park this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. What are they bringing? A full-size replica of George Washington's marquee tent. George Washington's tent will be on display. And it's not just the tent, but there'll be Revolutionary era clothing, artifacts, weapons, and even a replica of General Washington's own bedside pistol.
That's cool.
And even it's expected a special appearance by...
Yes?
George and Martha Washington.
How nice of them to come by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that'll happen at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. each day. And, of course, dressed in, you know, what people wore in the 1770s. And you'll also meet Deborah Sampson, America's first female soldier, who through a little bit of deception was able to join the Revolutionary Army at age 17.
Wow.
Deborah will be portrayed by Ocala resident Dee Collier. So history buffs, students, everybody is going to, I think, thoroughly enjoy this. Marion County Veterans Memorial Park this Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., on both days, and
sounds cool.
Stop by and visit if you get a chance. I think you will really enjoy that. All right, what is going on with this No King's Day? Are you hearing about this?
Yeah.
What is it? What is this about? Is this a counter protest to?
Well, and they're pulling this crap about, oh, Trump thinks he's king.
So that's why they're calling it No King's Day.
Yeah.
This I got from CBS. It says this Saturday, June 14th, hundreds of No Kings rallies are expected to take place across the country. I'll bet you there will not be one in Keystone Heights.
You're just probably a guess. Right. And is it a coincidence that it's the same day as the big military parade? And
It's the U.S. Army's 250th birthday as we get close to America's birthday, less than a month away.
Yeah, but it's also Donald Trump's birthday, so they've got to make it a deal.
You know, I didn't get to share this earlier, but Bob Costas, the little lefty weasel that he is, he's a Trump basher for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He's really mad now. He thinks the media is rolling over for Trump. He calls it MAGA media. And one of the things that he says as he goes, well, Donald Trump sees everything through the prism of how it benefits Donald Trump. How it benefits Donald Trump. And I thought, really? How is this benefiting Donald Trump? He's not taking a paycheck. His businesses are not incurring greater profits than he did previous to him being president.
No.
He has spent a ton of money fighting all kinds of legal warfare that the left has put upon him. He's paid all kinds of fines and fees and all sorts of stuff. His life has been put through the ringer. So what's this I'm just doing it for me kind of attitude? You can dislike him. You can dislike his policies. But to lie and say that he only sees things out of the prism of how it benefits him, I can tell you right now, whether or not you want to identify him as a patriot, I absolutely do. This guy, you can tell, is a patriot because he's sacrificing for the good of all Americans. He didn't have to do that. He didn't do it for the fancy plane. He already had one. He doesn't do it for the hot chicks. He married one. Well, actually, a few of them. He doesn't do it for the money. He's got money in the bank. Does he like getting the spotlight? Sure he does. But he got plenty of spotlight when he was a millionaire billionaire, when he had a number one TV show. the guy's gotten plenty of attention. So really, the left runs out of these weak excuses that it's all about Trump and how it benefits him. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm not defending him per se. I'm just telling it exactly like it is. That guy is sacrificing. He's giving. This is the idea of what a patriot is. So you want to try to call him a king and authoritative. Oh, let me guess. Oh, so here's what you do. Call him authoritarian. And then when I say, what about him as authoritarian? He's actually defended our rights better than many presidents. He actually defends both our First and Second Amendment rights. Okay? But now we know why they set him up and called him an authoritarian and why they made such an effort.
Yep.
Because if they can get all these rabble-rousers, and they're all paid, they're paid riot starters and rent-a-mobs, if they can get them out of hand, especially in blue states, they know that people like Governor Newsom are not going to take action. So Trump's forced to, and when he does, what's the A word they use?
Authoritarian. Yes, that's
but it. Who is really the A word on a couple different levels? That would be the Democrats. 7:42 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot more coming up. 97.3 The Sky.
And coming up.
And special guest, Florida's Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, next. Good morning and welcome, my friends. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, 7:47 right now. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. And thank you for supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. You know, immigration's been a big topic, illegal immigration, dealing with it and all of that. So standing by, we've got the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer. But interesting, a Broward County sheriff, not a deputy, the sheriff of Broward County, recently had this comment.
We have other priorities in this community that I'm focused on, and immigration is not one of them.
Other priorities, immigration is not one of them. One of the most populated counties in Florida. And joining us right now is the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer. Good morning, General. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, what are your thoughts on, and maybe not specifically to that sheriff, but just in general, if law enforcement in the state of Florida is not taking immigration issues seriously, how does what does that do and how do you feel about it?
Well, unfortunately for the sheriff, his comment that immigration is not going to be a priority conflicts with his legal obligations. We came in under the governor's leadership back in February, and the state expanded our legal resources and authorities to combat illegal immigration, the most robust law in the country. And that law says that all local officials, including sheriffs, must use best efforts to support and help ICE and Homeland Security to carry out their prerogatives. So there are repercussions if people don't want to do their jobs. There are a host of remedies, including civil action from my office, as well as possible suspension and removal from the job. So I sent a letter to that sheriff. Thankfully, within 24 hours, he did an about-face, corrected the record, and reaffirmed he will be complying with our state and federal efforts to detain and deport. And we've confirmed, his boots on the ground, man, are indeed being cooperative. So where we see some of these officials around the state rearing their heads saying they're not going to cooperate, we will hold them accountable. Florida will never be California, and we are going to enforce rule of law.
Well, I mean, illegal immigration may not be the source of every and all crimes that are committed. We get that. However, there is a very strong connection between that and drug trafficking. Big connection between that and human trafficking. Very big connection between that and some very heinous crimes. I mean, we've seen who ICE is looking for and who they've picked up. These are dangerous people. So you would just think under the guise of being the top law enforcement officer in Broward County that illegal immigration and dealing with it would certainly be maybe not the priority, but he said not a priority. In other words, I guess it doesn't make the top three or four or five.
That's right. Now, he's had some other quotes in addition to what you mentioned that said he was not going to be helping ICE affirmatively. And that's not squared with Florida law and his obligations. You're exactly right. We see the open border problem and illegal immigration tying into so many other serious crimes, from the serious fentanyl crisis and trafficking, drug cartels, human trafficking. Just last week, we announced a conviction and a lifetime sentence for an illegal immigrant who had overstayed a visa and had raped and trafficked a young girl, a minor. These things are terrible. Everything from retail theft on. Every crime in some way is very likely tied to the illegal immigration crisis. So it is a priority for the state. It's the voters spoke loudly last November, and they want to see us address this problem. And we're going to do that at the state level and hold local officials accountable who don't want to do so.
Yeah, and in all fairness, look, and a great deal of our sheriffs are absolutely awesome people and are going to do the right thing and protect their constituents. So we want to make sure that the folks know that. But here, in the state of Florida, you've got big population centers, Jacksonville, Fort Lauderdale, Miami. You've got Tampa Bay area. And this No King's Day protest that are coming up Saturday across the country, what do you think could happen? Are we prepared in Florida for the possibility of some riots?
Yeah, we are prepared. I'll remind you, it's been over 5-6 years. It was the governor's first first session of office. We passed a law that says there will be no sanctuary cities and that rioting is unlawful here in the state. So if people out there at home think they want to throw a rock at a car or light something on fire or, stand in the way of traffic and obstruct a road, they will be going to jail. And we have heightened sentences that have been applied for people that want to engage in such violent demonstration. So we're ready. Our state law enforcement are on alert. We've tried to put people on notice. If you want to engage in these practices here, there will be zero tolerance.
It seems like even though it's, Republican heavy in the legislature, it does seem like, there is some folks who aren't necessarily all on board with Governor DeSantis and his law and order kind of principles. Now, does that concern you as the Attorney General of Florida?
It does concern me. We're in a position where Republicans continue to gain in the voter registration advantage. We're up over 1.3 million or so at this point. And, while that does bode well for the future direction of the state, I think Republicans need to be careful not to allow so many people to come in under the tent in leadership positions where they put an R next to their name and all of a sudden we trust they're going to do the right thing. We can't water down our principles. We have to stay conservative. We have to enforce rule of law. And, we've been blessed to have a governor now for 6.5 years who's led the state in a terrific direction. And I hope the party will stay committed towards, carrying this agenda forward into the future.
So as the Florida Attorney General, we're speaking, by the way, to James Uthmeyer. My question is, obviously, you convey it very well about illegal immigration, about dealing with riots. What else would be on your list of priorities and things that are challenging or difficult or that you definitely need to deal with here in the state as far as legalities?
Yeah, I would say my number one priority is protecting our kids. As we see technology advancing, the use of social media and cell phone applications, we're seeing more and more ways that sick people, child predators, are finding access to our kids and trying to prey on them. I filed a lawsuit a few weeks ago against the application Snapchat. This is a social media app where pictures and messages and things disappear very quickly after you send them. So it's become the preferred venue for these child predators. And we've busted numerous registered sex offenders now that use this app and others. They'll deceive kids. They'll put fake pictures and fake identities. They'll pretend to be a kid themselves, and they'll suddenly start these long dialogues that could take place over weeks or even months, where they ultimately build relationships and then start scarily soliciting information and locations and things like that. So we're cracking down. We've busted dozens of these sick guys in my first few months here on the job. We're going to continue to go after social media sites that operate in a manner that exposes our kids to danger. But my message to parents and grandparents is you're the first line of defense. Wake up. It's far worse than you think it is. I promise you. Figure out what your kids are doing with their cell phones. Figure out if you want to, you know, if you want them to have these devices, you know, as a teenager, make sure you know the tools and resources available to you to either block content from their access or monitor what they're doing.
And have some real frank discussions with them and make it clear that they can come to you with anything, because they get themselves in a pickle through these folks, and then they become desperate. We've even had suicides related to it, correct?
That's right, yeah. I mean, you've got the child predator law enforcement aspect, but our state in passing legislation a year ago to limit access by young kids and young teenagers and require parental consent for older teenagers 14 to 16, part of that record was evidence that, you know, these websites, these applications are designed to be addictive, where it's nonstop scrolling, videos that start on their own, push notifications to keep kids using them all day throughout the day. They're addicting and exposing kids to, you know, heightened rates of depression, suicide, self-harm, you know, the imagery and comparing against other kids and the cyberbullying. It's just a very harmful environment today in a way that we didn't, you know when we were young and growing up. So pay attention, get involved, and, you know, we got to protect our kids at all costs.
Well, fantastic information. Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer, we really appreciate you coming on the air. We appreciate the tough job that you have, and we ask you to keep up the good work.
Thank you guys for what you're doing. Hope to be back soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, my understanding of, you know, I've spoke to people in that cyber world that goes after, you know, bad guys and predators. They said we could triple the amount of people we have and never have a slow day.
Wow.
Unfortunately.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
So we appreciate what the Florida Attorney General, James Othmeyer, is trying to do. And we've got Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up on the Bob Rose Show as well in just a couple of minutes, in fact. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.